But tonight I'm going to do something rather different. I'm going to take up the different methods of meditation, current in the order, current in the movement, and see in what way they link up into a series. In fact, into what I've called, perhaps a trifle ambitiously, a system. Better to say, an organic system, a living system, not a dead mechanical system put together in an artificial manner. And if we can see this, if we can see how the different methods of meditation, current in the order, current in the movement, link up into an organic, a living system, this will help us in our individual practice of meditation, and it will help us also as and when we teach meditation in a class under the auspices of a centre or just to a few friends gathered around. I don't propose to take up absolutely all the methods of meditation that are current amongst us, but certainly all the more important and widespread and well-known ones. And in this way, I hope to be able to give an outline of the system of meditation. The details you should be able to fill in for yourselves from your own experience. So what are these more important and well-known methods of meditation? Well, in the first place, as you all know very well, the mindfulness of breathing, which we did this morning. And then there's the metta bhavana, the development of universal loving kindness. We're surely covering here very familiar ground indeed, but we can't cover it too often, perhaps. The metta bhavana we're going to do tomorrow morning. Then there's the just sitting, about which one can't say anything more than that when one just sits, one just sits. And again, there is the visualization practice, the visualization of a Buddha or a Bodhisattva, together with the recitation of the mantra of that Buddha or Bodhisattva. Then, the recollection of the six elements, the recollection of the Nidana chain. These are the methods with which we are really concerned. All of you have practiced some of them, and some of you might have practiced all of them. But you might not be very clear as to how, if at all, they are related, how they link up, how they are interconnected. There is, of course, the arrangement of the five basic methods, about which I think some of you, those who were studying the text Dhyana for Beginners, have been going into in the morning. Arranged in this way, each of the five basic methods of meditation is the antidote to a particular mental poison. Meditation on impurity, for instance, the so-called corpse meditation, is the antidote to greed, craving. Metta bhavana, the development of universal loving kindness, is the antidote to hate. Mindfulness, whether of the breathing process or of any other physical or mental function, is the antidote to doubt and distraction of mind. Recollection of the Nidana chain is the antidote to ignorance. Recollection of the six elements is the antidote to conceit. And if you get rid of these five poisons, these five mental poisons, if you get rid of greed or craving, if you get rid of hate, if you get rid of doubt and distraction and ignorance and conceit, then you are well on your way indeed. In fact, you're quite close to enlightenment. So here, in this arrangement, that of the five basic methods, the arrangement, the relationship, is, as it were, spatial. It's not progressive. You don't, as it were, progress from one method to another. They're all, as it were, on the same level, arranged like a sort of pentagon.